During the ISD 200 regular school board meeting on Wednesday, July 27th, Director Carrie Tate circled back on a pending agenda item during requests for future topics.
I would like to request there had been conversation several months ago that was brought up by former Director Reese regarding some union emails, and we had agreed that we were going to discuss it in a closed meeting, and I don't believe that that's been scheduled at this time.
We can't just close a meeting to discuss emails.
It had to do with keeping union emails as personal emails, using only personal email addresses to avoid lawsuits. And this was done, I believe the communication had stated that it was done with knowledge of the superintendent. And so that's why we had the discussion of, well, if we're going to talk about what's going on here, it was going to be a closed session.
So you want to have a closed session to discuss allegations against me?
That was what the conversation had been. And we had a discussion. We all kind of said, we need more information about this to understand what's going on.
The initial request for a closed session by former Director Reese was during the April 27th regular school board meeting. At that time, the school's legal counsel, attorney John Edison, spoke to the process of handling allegations against an employee.
Typically, what would happen in a school district if there's an allegation against the superintendent is that I would work with the board chair to address that. And if it resulted in something where it was a complaint that would require an investigation, typically what would happen is that that would be added to the board's agenda as a closed session where you would engage in preliminary consideration of the allegations against the individual, and the board could decide how it would want to handle that. And in something like this, I would think that some level of investigation would be appropriate before the board makes a decision on anything. My advice is that it would have to be added to the agenda as a closed session pursuant to Minnesota Statute Section 13D.05 Subdivision 2B, and that could be done tonight or at a future meeting.
Also at the April 27th meeting, Chair Brian Davis and Clerk Becky Beisel discussed the next steps for this request.
So what I can do as Chair, Mike, is I can revisit this and work on getting it on the books.
If we're going to agree that let's do this, let's do it the legal way. Have everybody have all the information ahead. We'll talk with legal. We'll, as a board, have a closed session. Well, the majority of us are not prepared tonight. The majority of people are aware of it now, that, and it's on record that it will happen. Like, but time constraint on it, we should have a full investigation.
We will table that one, or we'll move that down the road. It will not be on the agenda tonight, but I will write it down.
Stay tuned to KDWA Radio for updates on if and when this closed session will take place.